Hi, and welcome to the weekly podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Want a boost to get your week underway? Well, welcome aboard. You're in the right place. Sometimes it only takes a single good idea to change your future, and today could be that day. So sit back, relax, and prepare to go to the next level with Jonathan Doyle.
Well, hi there. I'm Jonathan Doyle. Welcome to the weekly podcast. I am loving doing this. It's the coolest thing. I mean, just getting so many people subscribing, and what a privilege to get to speak to you personally this morning and to realize that I'm having the privilege of just touching lives all over the world. I hope it's useful. I mean, if you're listening to this, you're probably hoping that too. So let's just charge in. I wonder if you ever think to yourself, how does he come up with this? Well, a couple of basics. You know, I've had my head in books for years, done a lot of postgraduate study, met a lot of interesting people, and delivered live content to about 250,000 people. So sooner or later, if you're going to talk to that many people, you better have something to say. So I've always just, you know, picking up ideas and working with stuff, but my best ideas often come when I'm running. I think I've mentioned that on a previous podcast. Now, where I live, our winters are pretty cold, and yesterday it was -4 degrees Celsius. Now, if you're listening in the Northern Hemisphere, you can work that out, do a little conversion there. It was -4 degrees, I'm running with a good friend of mine, and that's when my best ideas come. I mean, you're basically thinking about two things, the podcast and dying of hypothermia. So I'm thinking about the podcast, and I just came up with an idea that I really want to share with you because it touches on most of our lives, and I reckon at some point, well, I know at some point, it's touched on yours, and it could be touching on yours right now, and that is the area of fear, of just things that are just hard and confronting and scare you. And we have them all the time. We've had them since we were little kids. Now, it's not just spiders and things. I'm talking about things that you're not doing, risks that you're not taking, people you are not contacting because of fear. So this is gold. I want to smash through this podcast because I always promise not to be too long. But I'd say to you, get a pen or get something because there is some gold coming your way this morning. So FEAR, let's start with the acronym, F-E-A-R. Now, maybe a couple of you have heard this. But FEAR, there's a great acronym. FEAR stands for false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Most of the time, the things we are most afraid of never happen. That's really important. Now, sometimes they do, let's be fair. If you're on the Titanic, well, yeah, pretty much the worst thing happened. But for most of us, you know, our lives these days, depending on where you live, are safer, healthier, longer than at any time in human history. The likelihood that something horrendous will happen to you is very small. Now, I don't want to minimize that for some people things do happen, but let's begin to realize that's a powerful idea, and I've learned this in my own life. It's called catastrophizing. We think of something and we can just start this cognitive behavior of, oh, but then this will happen, and then this will happen, and my head will fall off, and I'll die. You will not die, friends. You will not die. So let's begin. False evidence appearing real, the worst never happens. And I've had some, you know, great experiences of this. I remember as a younger guy, we all used to go to this big swimming pool in town, and it had an Olympic diving platform. Now, that's 10 meters. Now, some of you listening to this have jumped off a 10-meter diving board, and many of you haven't. Friends, it's a big deal. You stand up there, and 10 meters may not sound like a lot, but when you are standing there, like, you want to do it, right? You want to jump off, but there's this whole part of your brain that's going, excuse me? Why are we here? Like, this sort of animalian and rational part of your brain are both going, what are we doing? It's powerful. It's like, why would I jump off this perfectly good piece of concrete? And I can remember as a young guy, like, you know, going up there, and I knew that the first time I went up there that I couldn't come down because it was a busy pool and people knew you and your friends were there. You come back down those stairs, friends, you better keep going, like, to another postcode, right? Because they're never going to let you forget. And maybe that's another great tip. Sometimes if you want to crash through to a new level in your own life by facing a fear, you may have to put yourself in a situation where there is no escape route, and I've done that a few times. So that experience when I finally just stepped off that platform, what a rush. Some of you have done this. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Did I want to do it again and again? No, not really. I didn't. You know, it's kind of like a bucket list. I could tick it and go, whew, that's done. But what I want to suggest today is it's part of being alive, getting into the great flow and current and challenge of being a live human person on the planet, not just hiding out the rest of your life confronted by these fears but never doing anything about it. So, you know, another one just recently that might be helpful, some of you would know this, I appeared on a national TV program. I was very wary about going. It was a loaded topic and I knew that the, you know, some of the staff and the presenters there weren't going to be too positive about some of the areas we were going to discuss. And I've spoken to lots of people, but I'm just, you know, when I speak to an audience, I've kind of got the room, right? I can say what I want to say, and people want to be there, but here I am, you know, to a big audience, cameras everywhere, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, this could go anywhere. I don't know how this is going to go, and I don't have the control that I normally have. I'm going to be really honest with you today. The week or two leading up to that was quite confronting. I'm like, wow, where did I end up here? But you know what? With the help of good friends and some good conversations, I turned up. I did the best that I could deliver on that evening. And looking back, I'm like, you know what? I faced that fear. I faced that fear and walked through the other side. So everybody's got one of these. You've got one of these. What is something in your life right now you are not doing because of false evidence appearing real? And I can hear what you're thinking. You go, Jonathan, you don't know what I... If I did this, the world would end and everybody would die. Friends, tell yourself whatever you want. But it's most of the time false evidence appearing real. And when you crash through and step up, you'd be amazed at what's on the other side. So as we wrap up, I want to encourage you to make a decision about the kind of life you want to live. Friends, you know, like I said at the start, I've met a lot of people and read a lot of stuff, and I'm not going to say that the whole world's split into two kinds of people, but you get my point, right? Some of us are just going to get in the game. We're just going to live passionately and get involved in stuff, and some of us are going to let this stuff run our lives, and you know that's not how you want to live. You know, when I was running, you know, yesterday in the cold, this thought came back to me that I've heard years ago, and you might have heard it too. You know, that it's better to die on your feet than to live on your knees. Isn't that powerful? You write that down and just think about that, maybe put it up somewhere you can see it. It is better to die on your feet than to live on your knees. So make a decision today. What kind of life do you want to have? What kind of... You got to be active. Every podcast I say that success and growth and progress and connection with people is not going to happen just by hoping it will. You've got to be involved in the game. And a final quote this morning just came to me as I was preparing. You know, some of you'd be aware of Helen Keller. You know, Helen Keller was born deaf and blind at a time in history where even if you weren't deaf and blind as a woman, there were limited opportunities in key areas. But, you know, she had a great teacher that just broke through to her and she learned how to communicate and speak and she wouldn't step down and she wouldn't stop and she wouldn't quit and she wouldn't let false evidence appearing real. You're blind, you're deaf, you can't ever do... She went on to be one of the first deaf-blind people, in fact, the first deaf or blind woman, to receive a Bachelor of Arts degree, and she kept going, friends. She was an author. She had an amazing life. But here's the quote that stayed with me for many years. Helen Keller said this, Life is a daring adventure or nothing. Isn't that a great quote? Life is a daring adventure or nothing. So I just want to encourage you, wherever you're listening to this in the world right now, to step into what's possible. Confront that false evidence appearing real. Write down now, what are you afraid of? Let's do the homework. Every one of you listening to this right now, there is something that you are afraid of. And you might be a relationship thing and you don't want to call somebody, or a business thing or a work thing or a parenting thing. We've all got one. I've got one. I'm just not going to tell you mine on digital format that will come back to haunt me for years. But I have them too. And when I get off this, I promise you, I'm going to write mine down too. And we can talk in future podcasts about how we're going to, you know, plan and process and set goals to beat that stuff. But friends, do not let fear rule your life. You're made for so much more. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This is the Weekly Podcast. It's been really good to talk with you. Make sure you check out a lot of our other great stuff. I want to see you on Facebook. I want you to post a comment about this podcast right now. If you go back to the podcast page, you can put a comment underneath. I want to read them. I want your ideas. I want to hear about things that you're dealing with that you've come through. You can find me on Facebook at FBJonathan, FB for Facebook, FBJonathan.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Choices Media. Remember, that's Choices with a Z. I love Twitter. You just get to smack stuff out there all the time. So if you've really got nothing better to do than hear about the coffee I'm drinking at a particular time, follow me on Twitter. And by the way, if you're a parent, just done a fantastic new resource for kids called puberty.co. If you visit puberty.co and you're a parent, that's a fantastic resource. I'm Jonathan Doyle. See you in the digital world, and I'll speak to you live next week. Have a great week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.